Wayne Durda loves snakes.
I think they're really neat animals.
In this wilderness area, Durda and his team are studying the basic movement patterns and habitat use of timber rattlesnakes and Osage copperheads.
A lot of the wildlife areas are being surrounded by subdivisions and homes, and some are completely surrounded. And so these animals tend to wander out of the wildlife areas in the backyards, and many of them don't survive that.
The timber rattlesnake already has been wiped out in several states in the east and northeast, and the timber rattler is not doing very well in many states in the Midwest. Durda says snakes in general get a bad rap. A lot of people don't like them, so otherwise peaceful people can turn into what he calls nature vigilantes, and they kill snakes on sight.
Well, I guess the most common way was a shovel, right? That's always the common joke, you know, the shovel.
Durda wants to prevent that from happening as often in his area. He's the field manager for the Pit Viper Research Project at Washington University's Tyson Research Center near the suburbs of St. Louis, Missouri. He's trying to help suburbanites understand that the timber rattler is a much less aggressive species of rattlesnakes. Durda and his team have implanted 26 snakes with the radio transmitters and track them daily using a GPS system. Ryan Turnquist is one of the students tracking the snakes.
And basically we use that to map it out on an area photo and determine how far the snake moved, where the snake moved, what kind of habitat they used, home range size.
On this day, they've already tracked 8 snakes, and now they're on their way to find another. Turnquist turns on the GPS system. And we begin to plow through the woods.
We start walking now.
Each snake has been named and assigned its own frequency on the transmitter. The 4-foot-long male rattlesnake we're tracking has been named Iran. As we get closer, the signal gets stronger. Turnquist leads the way, pointing the big steel antenna in several directions. And then we see him. Iran is lying in the sun, half-coiled near a log. He blends in with the pile of leaves that surround him. He doesn't rattle, but instead is still, hoping we don't see him. Wayne Durda has been studying snakes for 40 years. He knows exactly what Iran is up to.
This snake is probably in the most conspicuous situation you can find him in, except being out in the road. He's not going to give away his position by doing anything until he feels like he's really threatened. I mean, he knows we're here, but he's probably not going to rattle.
That happens a lot more often than you expect. Durda says they've already tracked some snakes that have made their way to backyards of homes in the area, and the homeowners don't even know it.
We've been tracking this one snake. Her name's Hortense. She's basically been in somebody's backyard now for 3 weeks, I guess.
So far, the team has learned that the male timber rattlers have a larger home range. They breed in late summer or early fall, and they never breed with females from the same den where the males hibernate. Jeff Etling is with the St. Louis Zoo. He's conducting a DNA analysis to determine which areas need to be kept open so the snakes can travel back and forth without running into someone with a shovel.
If we can get enough samples within a given area, we should be able to tell what the relatedness is and which males are moving between dens. That's what we're hoping to find out. I mean, we have a good idea by tracking them where they go, but which females are they breeding with from different dens, we really don't have any idea right now.
The research team is finding new scientific information about the snakes, but they say the ultimate goal is to explain to the people who live in the area that you can live with the rattlesnakes. They don't have to kill them. Durda wants people who find a timber rattler in their backyard to call a herpetologist instead of running for the shovel. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Burock.